Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 83 and it's verses 14 to 16.
As fire consumes the forest, as the flame sets the mountains ablaze, so may you pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your hurricane. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah. We just see again, that all God is looking for is repentance. He's looking for his children to come back in spirit, soul, and body, because he made them and he made them for purpose, and he has made everything on this earth is for purpose. This earth was made so mankind could find themselves with him and then rule correctly in righteousness over all the earth. He made us as the custodians to rule and reign together with him here on planet Earth. So we see this in Revelations as well. When things are happening to the wicked, it's all so they repent, and then you hear the word there, and they didn't repent, and they didn't repent. So Jesus is ruling and reigning to draw all men unto him. And so once we have come to that place of acknowledging him, fall on our knees, acknowledge him, call on him, that's the place we have to be the rest of our lives. We don't just call on the Lord and then we go get caught up again in the world. We call on the Lord and we stay with the Lord and we stay calling on him. We look to him for the destiny, the purpose, the plan that is laid out for us, because he's the King of Kings. We kings, sons of the Most High, co-heirs together with Jesus, but he's the King of Kings. He's the big brother that is there to lead us into the fullness of God's love plan for us. So just we stick to him like glue because he knows the way. Amen. So just be blessed, and as you arise and shine this day again, looking to the Lord, calling on the Lord every moment, every hour, every day. Amen.
Amen.